And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. But Washington has stopped paying for sex change procedures on children. Can you believe it? Health and Human Services finalized a rule earlier this week cutting off Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program from covering puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries for minors. Robert F. Kennedy, the health secretary, said that the government won't fund procedures that fail the standard of evidence children deserve. Dr. Oz, who runs Medicare and Medicaid now, listed what the evidence does show, and that's infertility, weakened bones, and altered brain development. And cutting off the money is one thing. Making somebody answer for what's already been done, well, that's quite another. The nurse who exposed the gender program at Texas Children's Hospital was speaking publicly for the first time since she was fired. She reported doctors hiding hormone treatments behind vague billing codes and billing Medicaid after Texas outlawed the practice. She lost her job and the FBI showed up at her door. Her settlement requires the hospital pay $10 million, strip five doctors of their privileges, and open the country's first detransition clinic by the end of October. Free care for 5 years to anyone up to age 21, harmed there or anywhere else. Telling the truth about the body can cost you your job. Sometimes it just costs you your coach. Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham went up for a layup on Saturday and caught a forearm across the cheek, hard enough to draw blood. The Chicago player was ejected, then posted the words, "white privilege," at the Fever online before deleting it. Cunningham wouldn't take the bait, saying it had nothing to do with race. She's also the player who said out loud that men don't belong in women's sports. And her coach, Stephanie White, spent earlier this week at a press conference asked about keeping men out of women's sports. That same coach said she's not educated enough on the subject. Yeah, that would be basic biology that any third grader knows. Getting ahead of the facts is a national sport, apparently, and Portland just set the record. A man was found shot dead in his car outside the ICE building in Portland last week. An activist, well, they had the case solved before detectives. Federal agents executed him and left him in the street, they say. Police have now charged a suspect with second-degree murder. He's not an agent. He's a rideshare driver who followed the victim from the airport and, according to court records, admitted shooting him, but won't say why. The victim? Well, he was another rideshare driver. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has frozen approvals for new artificial intelligence data centers until the state audits how much power and water they use and what they're doing to the neighborhood next door. His office says fewer than 1 in 10 even answered when Texas asked. President Trump called the pause a mistake, saying data centers could be bigger than oil and that some are the most incredible buildings he's ever seen. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.